said it, Marvin. The Republican Taliban. Things ain't what they used to be. They were pretty good for a while. I mean, like the 60s and the 70s, when this music was really kicking. It still is for me, man. You don't go away from good. You stick with it. I mean, great. It's one of the worst days I remember feeling when, you know, his dad shot him. I was like, no. It just like, whew, you know, hit the soul pretty hard. But yeah, I just want to comment on Paul. You know, yes, the Taliban against the environment, right? You know, just defending fossil fuel and nuclear and military, and don't even know what they're doing with this false patriotism that they live under. And it's only made possible by some moderate Democrats right now, right? You know, 9 or 10 of them in the Senate, who knows how many in the Assembly or Congress, I mean, but they can vote, yeah, because they know that they got a Senate backing them up. And I'm just so sick of politics, and I know what it is. I've been watching it long enough to know who's at fault here, and it's like, I'm going to put it on the American people. We allow this to happen. We've been droned in, sucked in. Nobody wants to leave it now. It's all about entertainment, convenience, you know, isolation, nationalism. So when I hear Democrats saying, you know, yeah, we need to do nation building at home, I'm like, drop that. I don't like that nation building stuff. That's what our U.S. foreign policy supposedly is. It's corporate nationalism and just, you know, feed the wealthy and starve the poor. Anyway, go back to the phones and Mark in the sack. What's happening, Mark?
Well, that you're talking about the priesthood that the American Taliban. It should be pointed out to them that in the Treaty of Tripoli, it includes these words, which was unanimously ratified by the Senate. It says that the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. And that's, you know, actually in our law. I mean, that because treaties are part of our law, and that is actually in our law. So the United States is not a Christian nation. The Constitution is not a Christian document. It is simply a legal assertion of man's principles. And to go on, you're talking about the priesthoods that have kind of set themselves above us. I'll read this quote: "The impious presumption of legislatures and rulers, civil as well as ecclesiastical, who have been themselves but fallible and uninspired men, have assumed dominion over the faith of others, setting up their own opinions and modes of thinking as only true and as only the true and infallible, and as such, endeavoring to impose them on others, have established and maintained false religions over the greater part of the world and through all time." And that was Thomas Jefferson who penned that. That I'm tired of these nitwits talking about the founders, this, said how holy they were. They knew
none of those clowns was my dad or grandpa, I can tell you that right now, Mark. And you know what? Thanks for saying it. I'm going to stop it right there just because I'm getting mad. Because I'm going to move on, but I'm going to comment on it because that's the whole problem here is this false patriotism. And I heard these guys joking on Righty Whitey Radio. I don't even know he's joking. Jack Wagner Show or Jeff Wagner or whatever, you know. And he's talking about how Madison Memorial wants to change their name because it's, you know, related to, you know, it's named after a slave-owning president. And this guy's like, you know, hey, you know, that was just, you know, the common then. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, slavery at the beginning was just as bad and worse than it would be right now, because it led to all this stupid racism and white supremacy, which is actually based on inferiority for the most part. You know, the people that are that way. I'm not that way, man. But I will tell you this. I was pretty good in track, and just there were a lot of black guys that were faster than me, man. I was pretty fast for a white guy. And that's, you know, that's just the way it is, you know, physically, whatever, geographically, whatever you came from, how you grew up, what your genes are, how big your parents were. Yeah, that all comes into play. I get it. But I could compete and not feel inferior on and off the field, right? I really like meeting people that are gifted. And I meet a lot of gifted people that aren't white, and they're from all over the world. And that was one of the best things about being at the Capitol when this all started for me, where I said, I got to do something about this fascism that's here, because it is here, man. And it really blew up in Wisconsin, but it changed me. I mean, and I don't have a problem with Christianity per se when it's not mixed in with politics, right? State and church separate. But they don't even live by the definition of it. So why should I be proud to know people that say, I'm a Christian, when they support legislating against the poor and war and you keep women down under the man? That's all nonsense, man. Back to the air. We got, what, Nick and Madison? Welcome, Nick.
This is Dick.
Oh, sorry.
Black, I got one for you.
Yeah.
You got a casual friend that I had a discussion with, and he just thought it was horrible when Ron Kind decided not to run again. And he thought it was even worse that he didn't choose to run for Senate. And I said, we already got Joe Manchin. We don't need another one.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Kind would make a horrible U.S. senator.
Why do you think he's quitting? Because he knows he's going to lose. If he was running for Congress again, he'd probably lose to that January 6th clown that, you know, Quick Trip and Culver's are supporting.
And yet the same person told me, oh, he's the only person, Democrat, who could run outstate and actually, you know, everybody's getting, no. The guy's, I'm glad he's not running for anything else.
Not my kind of representative, okay? So, you know, just because, you know, I'm not the blue no matter who guy, so people need to understand that.
And especially in his case, he just, I don't see anything that he voted the way I would have liked a politician to vote on major things in the last 10 years. Not a thing. But
no.
That's just me.
Well, and you know what? And thanks. And I'm going to tell you, I don't like what's going on with these Democrats in Wisconsin. Because if I was in office and all this going on, wolves, pipelines, war, inequality, racism, poverty, that's what I'd be jamming on. I don't get it. And even if it just takes me getting up on top of it, you know, like these clowns do when they come to the Trump rallies, right? Sit on top of the Capitol Hill. I could do that. I could probably bring a lot better crowd, right? Because both sides are the same, right? Not at all, man. Most people are progressive when they think about their neighbor or their family. At least it used to be that way, but it's not anymore, right? It's like neighbor against neighbor, families fighting each other. Oh, my goodness. I mean, where does it end? Well, it doesn't until you do something about it. And voting our way out of it's not going to happen. Now, I haven't been, you know, picking on Joe Biden, because I understand that I knew back when I started getting booted off Facebook for fighting against the Hillary campaign and the Biden campaign. I mean, there's a lot of power out there on both sides that, you know, if they want you silenced, they can do that. And Zuckerberg's more than happy to do that. I can guarantee it. There's no paranoia here. It's just, I've seen a lot of people, you know, if they even say something like America sucks, they'll get 30 days, man. 30 days, because freedom of speech, right? Now, we don't show up and do the violence. We're, you know, and I've never been one to burn flags, but I believe, I guess if somebody wants to burn a flag, if it's their own, if it's not on somebody else's yard or whatever, something like that, okay. I just can't stand flags in general. Sports flags, you know, why not just have like an earth flag for everybody? Everybody, everything. Hey, like all the animals that are going to be gone real soon. They really are, folks. If you haven't noticed, they already are. I really haven't noticed bats at all. But then again, you know, there's no mosquitoes to feed them. And I was raging when they got that gnat around the Capitol Dome because they didn't want the bat poop on there. Hey, man, that's a job right there, cleaning bat poop. Somebody does that. But to kill the bats or to let them get caught in the net and suffer and die, I've seen it all, man. There's no critical thinking left. It's all about this self-preservation, which is actually self-implosion at this point. There's no way out of this, man. Well, there is, but most people aren't willing to show up with me. You know, there's no money going into organizing people to stand up for, you know, sane things, only the insane, only anything that's got, you know, billionaires' interest in it, or, you know, even some high-priced legislators, man. We'll be back in a few.